It's 9:30 on a Wednesday morning, and I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time going one-on-one with the folks from Green Country Village. And we'll start off with Residential Director Casey Williams, because I think we've had the opportunity to talk with you a few times. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Charlie. It's good to be back.
Well, and, you know, there's so much going on at Green Country Village. I drive by, whether I'm just driving to Walmart or whatever, and I constantly see a parking lot full of cars. I'm sure most of them are residents, but there's probably a few visitors there as well.
Absolutely. We love having special events. We just finished up Valentine's Day. We had a Valentine's meal, which was over the top and wonderful. We also had a night of indulgence, which was it was an event for residents and prospective residents where we had more desserts than the eye could see, a caramel fountain, and we also had Anjanette Webster and the Evolution play some standards and some great hits. It was a great night of fellowship and fun. So it's a busy place at Green Country Village. We love having our residents have a full life there, as well as any visitors and guests that want to attend.
Well, that's something that I've learned over the years, whether it's interviewing the residents themselves or people like you that spend a lot of time around them. They are busy people. Independent living is just that. Come and go as you please. We've got some events. If you want to show up, wonderful. You're invited. If you're busy doing something else, great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is their home. We want them to treat it as if. And if they are out volunteering in the community, we encourage that. If they want to come and do some special events within the provided activities, we love to have that as well.
And I think that's kind of the way I think most families operate. Somebody sets an event. We're having the neighborhood over for a backyard barbecue on Friday night. And somebody says, well, I've already got plans for Friday night. Well, great. We'll miss you. Have a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we don't worry if they're not there. However, we are a small family, and we love to be in touch with each other. Hello.
Yeah. And I do that occasionally.
There you go. But one of the things that, as a person that talks to prospective residents and their families, is they want to know about Green Country Village, and they want to know about the campus and all the things that we have to offer.
Yeah, but I'm sure that tour is among the first things they want to do.
They do, and we want to find out their needs before we start showing them everything that they want. But one of the main questions that they ask is, tell me about the food. And what do you have to offer as far as dining is concerned, because gathering and meals are such an important part of all of our lives. And so we're so lucky to have David McCulloch, who is our chef and food and beverage director, that creates masterpieces and wonderful meals for our residents.
Yeah, and I think that's so important when you talk about somebody who is cooking for your community, your neighborhood, so to speak. I mean, yes, the independent living particularly, I can see them doing a lot of their own meals for several times a day or week. But, if he's got something good, it's going to smell great all the way down the hall, and they're going to come see what's going on.
Well, what I'm finding out is they really would rather have David cook for them than cook for themselves. Although we do have a full kitchen, they have an opportunity to eat three meals a day in our dining room with many, many offerings, two main entrees, and also alternatives, entree salads, and big hearty sandwiches. We also have soup and salad bar. So there's too many things to choose from for me, and I love it because I get to eat there every day.
Wow, that says a lot right there. David, what's it like cooking for the boss?
I'm no longer intimidated. I think we're doing pretty well with that.
You know, and I think that would be a challenge for me to come up with a menu for, I don't care how many residents you're planning on that particular day, because you know these people, you've talked to them, you see them every day, and you know that, this person may want, fish on Friday, but that guy over there would just as soon have mac and cheese. And to try to put a menu together over the course of days, weeks, months.
It is a challenge.
Yeah.
And I've been with Green Country Village for almost 10 years now. And in the beginning, it was about satisfying everyone every day. I came to realize that you can't do that, but we can satisfy everyone under that same umbrella. We just have to take turns being the person with the favorites of the day on the menu. But we do I have a 6-week menu rotation, which gives us a huge amount of variety. Typically in the type of setting that we operate in, it would be a 4-week menu rotation. I do a 6-week, and that starts the first day of spring and runs until the first day of fall. First day of fall, we introduce another 6-week menu rotation. So the amount of variety that we can offer in a year is huge. I think the biggest challenge we have is trying to vary the vegetables enough to keep them
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, that's probably a typical discussion around most households. Can't we do something other than green beans? Or,
right.
You know, we had broccoli last week, or, you know, whatever the discussion is.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
We can still change that, though. There are cheese sauces. There are cream sauces. There are casseroles. There are different ways of presenting it. And it's a challenge for us. We enjoy doing that.
Yeah, but there's still somebody in the back of the room that says, I'm not having Brussels sprouts today.
Always. They will always be there and let us know. But we can assure them that next week or the week after, when the Brussels sprouts come out, they're going to be done the way they want. Them.
That sounds like a great idea. Now, Casey also was talking about, before we went on the air, not only are you tasked with presenting all the things we just talked about, but it's the presentation of the meal. It's got to look appetizing in order for us to eat it, too.
It does, and we have controls in place for that. We are serving a lot of people, and the independent living building, we are serving upwards of 100 people, a little over 100 people. On holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're serving 300 people. That's the type of influx we have when the family comes in to join mom and dad for those holiday meals. So we do have controls in the back of the house, from the person who is actually plating the food to passing that over to the next person who is actually verifying that that plate actually has what was ordered on it. They add the garnish to the plate, cover it, it's trayed. Everything is organized for the wait staff to come pick that up and take that into the dining room. Appearance is very, very important, and we try to be as artistic as we can with the plates without it being extremely time consuming, because we don't want to lose a lot of time in that area. We need our food to be hot, we need it to be our priority, and we need it to be in the dining room.
But I will on David's behalf, when I am bringing a prospective resident in and we join for lunch or a meal, the presentation is beautiful. Our dining room is lovely, the decor is lovely, our wait staff is so professional, so we already get a good feeling when we walk in. Beautiful fresh flowers that David and his staff arrange for the tables every day. Then I sit down, but then my plate comes and I have to remind myself that I am not in one of the best, well, I am in one of the best restaurants in Bartlesville, the best kept secret restaurant in Bartlesville, but it is beautifully, beautifully presented, and I'm always so proud when my guest is aghast. They, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. It almost looks too pretty to eat. And so that is a sense of pride from my perspective, and I know that shows David and his staff's pride in what they offer our residents and our guests that come.
And I think it's that guest feedback that, at least from your point of view, that's number one what you're looking for, but more importantly, that really says, hey, I recognize something that's special here.
Absolutely, and again, we're going to go back to how important food is for gathering, for social time, since David is cooking in their home. Mm-hmm. It is an important part of life at Green Country Village.
Yeah, and I know that you have, like David alluded to, special occasions, holiday meals, that sort of thing. And sometimes you've got, I'm sure, more than just immediate family of your residents. You probably got them. They brought it in occasionally, some special guests from out of town.
We will have families that will make Thanksgiving or Christmas reservations for as many as 20 people. I mean, they're bringing in extended family from out of town. But a number of our residents who may not travel out, it's their opportunity to have the family in for the holidays, and they take advantage of it. The residents always tease us about their home being the best kept secret in town, and we really appreciate that. Holidays and special events are fun for us. I know Memorial Day, we do a huge picnic. Mm-hmm. Out on the lawn. We have quite a bit of acreage there, and last year the residents invited their families in. We invited the fire department, the police department, EMS. We had a great turnout. The staff was invited in and was allowed to bring their family, which was a great opportunity for the residents to really get to meet some of the staff's kids and, mm-hmm. and wives and things. So it was a lot of fun, and we enjoy doing things like that.
So they bring their extended family, and they get to meet your extended family, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. They do.
That is really, you know, that, I mean, that's, call it family, call it neighborhood, call it whatever you want to. It's, that is adding a touch that I think many people would not expect at a living facility like what you have at Green Country.
I think that's true. There is a family relationship there. There's not a time that I do an interview that I don't explain to that prospective employee the type of relationships that we build at Green Country and how close we get to the residents and their families. And it's very important to us.
But unlike serving, let's say, a banquet meal at the Bartlesville Community Center or other hotel type event, you've got a population that may be a little higher in the percentage of special dietary items, no salt diet, something that they may request that you have to keep mindful of every one of those people.
We certainly do. We, of course, have a number of folks who deal with sugar issues, diabetes, mm-hmm. and we have to try to approach that in different ways. Sodium is absolutely an issue that we deal with. We have a few issues with gluten-free mm-hmm. and some of the newer recognized concerns that we deal with. Those are more to do with family who's coming in to join mom and dad mm-hmm. than it actually is mom and dad.
Sure.
But we try to accommodate that.
Yeah.
If it means taking a fish fillet and leaving off any seasoning or sauce and preparing that just individually for that person, that's what we do.
Yeah. And that's what we do
we
for family. So
that's
it works.
Exactly yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did want to say that David is probably going to be preparing some lovely little snacks for our open house. We have one coming. It is on March 25th, which is a Sunday, from 1 to 2:30. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's going to be sweets or appetizers this time. I always leave that to David because he's the professional.
I'll keep you guessing.
Yes, keep me guessing, but I know it's going to be wonderful. So we invite all the listeners to come out to the open house at Green Country Village. Just take a look around from 1 to 2:30 on Sunday, March 25th.
Sounds like a great deal. And I'm just making sure before I overstep here, no reservations required. Just come on out.
Oh, no. And it's come and go. Come ask questions or just come look at our neighborhood. We'd love to have you.
And I'm sure you'd like people to say, okay, when can I come back for the full tour
mm-hmm.
and do it upright for them, maybe following Tuesday or Thursday or 2 weeks from next Sunday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be happy to accommodate anyone's schedule.
Green Country Village, again, we talk primarily the food and food service and what goes around on that. And again, whether you are independent living or assisted living or any of the other arrangements you've got, it's a great diet. And one more reason for people to look around and choose Green Country. thank you so much for coming in, you guys. We appreciate it. And I look forward to these sessions because even though I've had the opportunity to talk with David before, it's been a while. I learned a lot today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Very much.
David McCollum and Casey Williams this morning. We are talking Green Country Village on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. More coming up in just a bit.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7.